Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Good afternoon. This is Brooke Howard with the Daily Beast. It's Tuesday, March 2nd, and these are the top stories the Chi-Chi team is watching right now. Well, looky, looky. Far-right conspiracy theorists are going to be mad. FBI Director Christopher Wray has found that there is no evidence that Antifa participated in the Capitol insurrection that took place in January. During a Senate hearing on Tuesday, Wray also said that there's no proof that anyone posed as a Trump supporter. Several GOP officials have attempted to shift blame for the riot away from pro-Trumpers, regardless of the rally that Donald Trump held before the insurrection took place. Not to mention, several alleged rioters have said they traveled to Washington, D.C. because they believed that's what Trump wanted. By the way, Antifa is not an actual organization or group of people. It stands for anti-fascists, and far-right believers have appropriated the concept to mean anyone who is anti-right. Uh-oh. There's trouble in white supremacist paradise. At least six local chapters of the Proud Boys are at odds with the national organization. The fallout reportedly comes after the January 6th Capitol insurrection. Apparently, leaked messages from the St. Louis branch of the Proud Boys announced that the group needed new leadership and, quote, "the fame we've obtained has not been worth it." I think it's fair enough to say that members have been a little scared and shaken by the number of arrests in the aftermath of the Capitol riot. More than 300 people have been charged in the Capitol riot, and at least 26 have ties to the Proud Boys or Oath Keepers. This sucks. Defective birth control pills in Chile have caused 140 unplanned pregnancies. What's even worse is that the women there have no legal option for abortion, which is only allowed in Chile in cases of rape or if the mother's life is in jeopardy. Reportedly, more than 250,000 packets of the oral contraceptives were handed out by Chile's public healthcare system before they were quietly recalled over the defects. No government news conference was to publicize the recall, and no plan was made to directly contact the women who had been given the pills. These women's lives have been screwed over by something that was literally not their faults. Six Dr. Seuss books will no longer be published because of their racist and insensitive imagery. I mean, what do you expect? They were illustrated in like the 1930s. I'm hardly surprised. Dr. Seuss Enterprises, the company that looks after the late author's works, told the Associated Press that it made the decision last year after months of talks with teachers and those working in academia. In a statement, the company said, quote, "These books portray people in ways that are hurtful and wrong. Ceasing sales of these books is only part of our commitment to ensure the Dr. Seuss catalog represents and supports all communities and families." No need to worry. The six books are probably ones that you did not frequently pick up as a kid. They include And to Think That I Saw It on Mulberry Street, If I Ran the Zoo, McElligot's Pool, On Beyond Zebra, Scrambled Eggs Super, and The Cat's Quizzer. But to be fair, it does make you wonder how many of your childhood favorites would now be in question, or if they would make you cringe if you try to share them with your own kids. In recent years, there's been increasing criticism over the way people from marginalized communities are depicted in the books. Thankfully, school districts have been moving away from using them over concerns about their portrayals. Could you imagine what the movie Jaws would have been like if the shark also glowed in the dark? That monstrosity was already frightening enough. Researchers in New Zealand have discovered that three types of deep-sea sharks can glow in the dark. This finding includes the kitefin shark, which can grow to 6 feet long, making it the largest known luminous vertebrate. Researchers have fairly described it as a, quote, "giant luminous shark." The sharks all live so deep in the sea that sunlight cannot reach them, but a chemical reaction in living organisms causes their underbellies to light up. Scientists think the glow-in-the-dark bellies could help disguise the sharks from any predatory threats that could attack them from underneath. That's all for today. Check back every weekday morning and afternoon for more of the news you need to know. Find us wherever you listen to podcasts.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.